winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello everyone, welcome to my next full part. Last night, full part. I'm doing full parts this week. The new thing I'm doing, want to watch on the CW DC shows. I'm going to give you each part. I'm going to talk about a different DC CW show, and this time maybe you should watch it. Tonight I'm doing Supergirl. Tomorrow I'm doing The Flash. Wednesday I'm doing Arrow, and Thursday I'll end up doing Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. So tonight, Supergirl. I'm just going to talk, each night I'm going to talk about the previous season. Supergirl last season, season 2, and season, excuse me. It moved from CBS to the CWA, in with Matt Coller and Marnell, and the parents were Marnell's parents, Marnell's mama and papa, and the new, sidekick with Guardian, and, another new character was Lady Luther, Lex Luthor's sister, and in making him continue Cora's journey and becoming that hero. And another new character, we finally got to see Superman. So, is this worth watching next week? Yes. It ended with Cora defeating the bad guy, Marnell being sent away, and this coming up season looks like it's about Cora being so upset about Marnell that she stops being Cora and then starts being Supergirl full time. Oh, and Cora's sister Alex is engaged to Maggie Sawyer. So, Supergirl season 3 predictions. I recommend this show. It's light and dark. Yeah, good balance. I recommend it. Alright, well, that season was pretty good. I gave it a 3 out of 5 for the overall season. Alright, well, that would do it for Supergirl. Go watch. I'll be back tomorrow night with The Flash. But until then, this has been...